So car rides, right? All right, we all love them. So much fun. I remember my freshman year. We went to the Farm Progress Show. And if you've ever been to the Farm Progress Show, you know it rains quite a bit, right? That week, it's all muddy. So, us being honorary boys, we said, let's go mud in the school suburban. Because the party, it was muddy out there. We're like, come on, just do it. Come on, you won't do it. And you know what? All right, teacher had everyone have fun. He decided not to go muddy with the school suburban, which was probably not a bad idea. But, you know, it was hilarious driving in there and watching, like, old men on golf carts, like, sitting there, like, with their foot going, ugh, you know, because they're stuck in the mud. They're, like, rocking it back and forth. And they're just struggling so hard. And you just sit there and laugh at them. And that's terrible of me to say, but it was just such a muddy day. Oh yeah, and then I went to the Farm Progress Show this year. That was cool. So I'm just like wandering around like la 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 like I always do, you know, just, you know, staring at the great blue sky. And there's a guy over here and he's just doing his thing at the Fent sprayer demos. So they had like sprayers you just drive, you know. And it was like the end of the day, they're about to pack up. I'm just walking by and he's like, hey, you like to drive that sprayer? And I was like, well, it's a lot better than our little airplane one we got at home. And I know for sure I'll never buy a brand new sprayer. So I was like, oh, I'll hop in. So I hop in there. This guy's just having a ball, you know, because it's the end of the show. There's no one else in line. We're doing whatever. So he's got crab walk mode on this sprayer. So we're out there just wee, going sideways with it back and forth. He's like, watch this. It's got all wheel steering. I overreached my time again. All right. I don't need to put this back. So, they're going to take this from me. All right, so next.
I'm not going to catch that.
Oh, she caught it. All right, so. Next, we are having the reporter candidates come out. All right, so. I think we're having them come out. I don't know.
I think Alan wants to go get
them. Oh, Alan wants to go get them. Okay. Perfect. So. All right. We're all good. We're all smiles. All right. Perfect. So. Here you go.
Thank you.
Just give me a second while I get the time up.
Say your name.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot. All right. Our first reporter candidate is Lillian Howe. Whenever you're ready.
All right. Grass stains on my knees, dirt on my hands, and a giddy smile on my face. This was little third grade me at the county fair for the very first time, and I was absolutely enthralled watching those big kids show their projects with that big yellow thing on their back. I didn't know what it was. All I knew was that I wanted it too. I tugged my dad's sleeve, pointed, and said, Dad, I'm gonna be just like them when I'm big. He just chuckled and tussled my hair. Little did I know that I would be those big kids all too soon. I had no clue that joining FFA my freshman year would completely change the trajectory of my high school experience. FFA gave me opportunities that no other organization could have. I was routinely pushed out of my comfort zone from my first CDE to speaking in front of my chapter for the very first time. It was terrifying, but I got through it with a lot of deep breaths and encouragement from an older member in my chapter. I went from shy and withdrawn to the type of person that tells cringy dad jokes to anyone and everyone that will listen. I did have a great math joke that I was gonna put right here, but I was too square to say it. FFA transformed me into an adventurous and outgoing person. This wonderful organization gave me positive role models that helped me break out of my shell. This is why I want to be a district officer. I want to be that positive role model that encourages others, that big kid that new members can look to for help. I want to be a district officer to help other new kids break out of their shells, and reach their full potential as FFA members and future leaders of America. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, now we will have our second candidate. Our second candidate will be Laura Steinkamp. When she gets here. I was driving to Sprayer, you know. Jory and myself, this guy was just letting me do whatever with it. We were raising it up and down, and it was so much fun. Except I did think I was going to run right through their little tent because I turned on crab walk mode and started driving sideways, and it wasn't, like, slowing down. I was like, oh, shoot. And I got scared for a second. I was like, this is more than Iowa State tuition, that's for sure. All right, we're ready. Laura's here. Okay. Again, this is Laura Steinkamp. You want the mic? Yeah. Okay. Second, get the timer.
Imagine a toolbox filled with tools, each uniquely representing a skill needed to accomplish your goals. This past year, as chapter reporter, I discovered which tools I need to complete my toolbox for success. Through firsthand experience with my officer team, I have bumped into situations where everyone's unique tools are needed. Now let me introduce you to my toolbox. First, a hammer. This tool has driven me to accomplish my goals, such as updating my SAE records. After all, my chickens won't be doing it on their own. With this tool, you can find a drive to go talk to that stranger or practice for CDE contests you so badly want to advance in. How will you use your hammer? Another tool from my toolbox is a flashlight. Just as Iowa Corn needs light to grow, others need your light to shine. I use my flashlight by sparking up a conversation with fellow FFA members at the sub-district's convention. With this tool, you can find a drive to introduce yourself to a stranger or practice that CD contest. With this block, in situations like this, we are reminded that our generation is responsible for the future of agriculture. So how will you use your flashlight? Lastly, duct tape. As an FFA member, one thing I've learned is that sometimes things just fall apart. And no, I'm not talking about pantyhose. I'm talking about when plans just seem to shatter right before your eyes. With this tool, I have to be the binding force that can pull everything back together in a difficult situation. So how will you use your duct tape? In my toolbox, the hammer, flashlight, and duct tape are just a few of many tools I will use as your Southwest District reporter. As I continue to look forward to future challenges in my FFA journey, I will continue to provide myself with new tools. So I ask you, what's in
time.
Your toolbox? Thank you.
Sorry. All right, you want to stay out here? Okay. Could you bring Lillian out, please? Ball call. I feel like the secretary, you know, at the school. We need Lillian Howell to the office, please. Alright, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're not going to buy it. Yeah, they're so far away from them. No, I'm just kidding. Alright, so. How this is going to work is I will ask the first question to you, Lillian, and you'll get opportunity to answer. You'll get 1 minute, and then it'll go to Laura. You'll get 1 minute as well. And then for our second question, Laura, you'll get the opportunity to answer first, followed by Lillian, all right? Let me get my timer back up here. All right, so your first question is, what would you say to someone who believes FFA is only cows, sows, and plows?
So I have many friends that I've encouraged to join FFA, some of which were completely, like, didn't even care about agriculture. They were like, how is this going to apply to me? I don't want to even think about that. And I told them, well, it's not just that. There's so many different things that you can do in FFA. Like, there's different public speaking experiences. There's so many skills that are going to be so important for you to have later on in your life. It's not just something you need for a certain career set. There's so many more opportunities through it, And like, it's however far you go in it is completely up to you. There's always room for growth. And you like, there's so many important skills that can transfer over to it. Like, just try it for a year and see what you think. And if you come out better at the other end, then keep going through it. So that's what I tell people that think that. So if someone was questioning what MFA is really for, and if they thought that it was just about just cows and plows, I would tell them that FFA has such a huge range of contests and experiences that you can experience. For example, I went to the WLC trip in Washington, and that really didn't have a lot to do with farming or agriculture, but I was able to learn about leadership, and I think that's a huge part of FFA. So I would tell them that FFA provides so many different aspects in your life that can help you with a future career, just through contests and just so many different things other than farming. Although farming is a huge part of agriculture, agriculture has so many different jobs within it, such as sales and business and things like that. So agriculture does play a huge role in FFA, but there's so many other wide ranges of things within FFA that I would encourage them to try out FFA for, because it applies to them as well.
All right, thank you.
I'll take that back. We can,
No,
I thought I already asked it. In my mind, I already had asked the question. Sorry. Man, I'm getting old. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so, Laura, go ahead. Your second question is, describe a time you had to go against the crowd to stand up for what you believe in.
So the time when I had to go against the crowd was when I was hanging out with my friends, and it was getting late, and I was not 16 yet. So I had to be home by 10 o'clock, and it was already 9:30, and I lived 40 minutes from there. My friends were trying to convince me to stay and hang out, but I really told them that I should really listen to what my parents have told me, which is believing in what the law says. So I did, in fact, end up leaving because I had to listen to my own personal beliefs and not be persuaded by other people. So that was a time when I had to make the decision between my morals and what other people thought of me. So I think it's really important, especially in FFA. FFA really pushes you to stand up for what you believe in, and you can help advocate for whatever you believe in within FFA because of all the opportunities it has.
Thank you. So one time that happened to me was at our school, we have like two periods per class. So in biology class, like the first period goes, and then later in the day, the second goes. And we had a big test that day. And everyone in the second class was like trying to tell like me and some of the other kids, like, come on, just give us the answers. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's whatever. You can just give it to us. And I was like, no way. That is not something I'm going to do, because character and leadership go hand in hand. You can't be a good leader without solid character. And just staying true to your morals is such an important part of character. Character just influences every part of your life. So staying true to my character helps me stay a good leader and a good role model for younger people and really anyone else. So I always try and stay true to what I believe and not be influenced by those around me. Now you can have the microphone.
Thank you. All right, now you can go ahead and exit. Allie will take you. Thank you both. And again, it's voting time. So again, just a reminder, like I said at the beginning, let's make sure we're taking our time considering our options that the nominating committee put before us, respecting them and respecting our candidates. So thank you.